Ephesians chapter 6, please. Ephesians chapter 6. We've been looking at our walk from the first Sunday of this year. We looked at Ephesians there, and we understand Paul addressed this church at Ephesus. And he says, out of love, church of Ephesus, I want you to glean these truths. I want you to walk worthy of your vocation. And by walking worthy of your vocation, you need to make sure that you're doing certain things that have been mentioned that we've been looking at each week. The last couple weeks, we've been looking at relationships. How we're to walk in our relationship. We looked at the wife, what her role is. And the idea of submitting. And we said submission is this idea. And submitting one to another. And the wife submitting to the husband is responding in the right way. Responding in the right way. Then we looked at how the husband is to, what the husband is to do. And all that was entailed there. Last week, we looked at the children. And we dealt with the children. And then we dealt with mom and dad as well. And their role. And those things. Now we come to this portion, verse 5 through verse 9, that deals with the relationship of the master to the slave or to the servant. Master to the servant. Now let's give some thoughts here. Recall, remember last time we looked at regards to the children, the father could accept the child, it was brought to the feet of the child, remember? And the father could do whatever he wanted to do with the children. And if the children didn't toe the line, he could even have the child killed. And maybe we need to enforce that back in our day and age, right? We could have a little more control there. And that was given there. We'd all be dead, right? None of you be alive. And so that was there. Now coming into this, we need to understand the period of time and what was happening and why this would be addressed. Because to us, why would this be addressed is differently than why it was addressed in this day and age. Now, this word, we're going to read the scripture in a minute, and we're going to talk about this in more detail. But this scripture, that word servant is translated most times slave. It can be translated slave. Now, in that day, the slavery was huge, all right? The slavery was a big thing in that day. And many times, we even see that the children of Israel are placed into slavery or as servants. And we can even see where there was the maid servant and different things. And they were basically slaves that were put in this role. And what Paul was addressing this church and teaching this church, it says no matter what circumstance you're in, you need to do whatever you're doing, no matter you want to be in that place or not, no matter you agree where you put in and done, you need to do it heartily as unto the Lord. This morning, I want us to look at this thought. No matter what circumstance you're in this morning, we need to serve God with a whole heart. We need to do heartily unto the Lord. In spite of your circumstance, in spite where you're at, we need to have the right attitude and serve God with all that we have. Be able to, please stand with me. And we'll read from Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse number 5 through verse number 9. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as a servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is any respect of person with him. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your precious word. Lord, as we look at this portion, we ask that you would just illuminate your scriptures to us. Lord, you would show us the truths you want us to heed and apply to our hearts and to our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Here we come again with this idea of obedience or submission. Remember, as we've been looking at this idea of obedience in this portion of Scripture, it carries the idea of submission. And here, once again, we are told that the servant is to submit to the master. The servant is to be obedient to the master. So if we are going to do heartily as unto the Lord, and we're going to serve God heartily unto the Lord, the first thought I want us to see, we must be willing to submit to the master. We must be willing to submit to the master. Look at this verse here. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. Paul is saying, no matter what circumstance you're in, no matter who your master is, no matter what place you find yourself, bond or free, no matter where you're at, whoever you are serving, you need to be obedient. You need to respond right to your master. You must submit to the authority that is over you. Now, I want us to think about this for a moment. If we're going to serve God with our whole heart, with all that we have, we must submit to the authority that is over us. Now, any of you slaves this morning, now kids, put your hands down. You're not slaves. You're children. And we addressed that last week. You're to be obedient to your parent. All right? Anyone slaves this morning? I don't believe any of us are slaves, really. Oh, Kate put her hand up. Rex, I could see that happening. Now, we are servants to the Lord. We're going to address that. But are we slaves? We're not slaves in the way this is talking about. But we all have authority over us. Every one of us have authority. Even if you're self-employed, you still have authority over you, right? You have not one boss, you have many bosses, right? And you all have that. But ultimate is we have authority. We're under who? The Lord. Now, I want us to think about this. If we're going to wholeheartedly serve God, we must respond right to the authority that is over us. Servants, be obedient to your master. Now, we're going to apply this a couple different ways. For those that are employees, those that work, one of the worst things that an individual can do is try to break the rules that is set before them in their place of employment. You see, this is talking about walking worthy of our vocation. It's talking about walking in that right way. It's talking about pleasing God. Do you know what harms the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ? What brings something negative against God is when believers who claim to be blood-bought by the precious blood of the Lamb go around, talk about how they're a Christian, talk about how they do those things, and you know what they do? They're not obedient. They're dishonest. They're not obedient. They don't follow the rules that are given. They're not obedient. They don't do what they should be doing. They don't heartily serve God in their place of employment. Do you know there are people that you work with, that you see, that are watching what you're doing? And the servant is to be obedient to the master, to the authority that's given us. Children, you thought you were off last week. Do you know you have authority in school? Do you know your teachers are your authority? Your principal is your authority. And you are, if you are blood bought by the precious blood of the Lamb, and as a child, as that, you are to be obedient to the authority. You're to respond right. You're to submit right to the authority that is given to you. And that is your teachers. That is your principal. You're not to look to try to break the rules. You're not trying to find short corners. You're not trying to get around what they establish. And this idea is this. If we're going to wholeheartedly serve God, we're going to do it God's way. way, if we're going to walk the way we should this year in our lives, we must be obedient to the Master. But look a little further here. With fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Okay, what's this fear and trembling? What is this caring idea? It's caring the idea of yielding to Christ. Not that we're fearing man, but we fear God. That singleness of heart means that our mind and our heart is affixed on God. It's talking about wholeheartedness. And what this is saying is, you need to be obedient, not just doing what the Master says, but you have to have the right attitude when you're doing it. You see, this idea of wholeheartedly serving God is submitting the way we need to submit, but it's also surrendering the way we need to surrender. It means we submit, we say, okay, we're going to obey, we're going to respond right, but I'm going to respond with the proper attitude, and I'm going to yield myself to Christ. That's the key right here. If we're going to walk worthy of our vocation, if we're going to wholeheartedly serve God, if I'm going to have the right relationship with those in authority, I have to yield to Christ. I have to have the singleness of mind. My heart has to be fixed upon Him. We've said this many times as we looked at many portions of Scripture. We can be obedient and not be obedient. We can follow rules and still not be obedient. This is why it's saying, okay, this is why you ought to do it. Do you know why you obey your parents? Not just because your parents say, this is what you need to do, because you want to obey God. Do you know why we as older individuals do what we should be doing with those in authority, with those in church, with all that's there? Is because what? Because I'm affixed on God, and it's about yielding to Him. If I yield to Him, do you know what? Those rules don't really matter. Do you know if I'm yielded to Christ, I want to do His will. I want to serve Him with my whole heart. And it doesn't matter the petty little things and the petty little rules that come about. Now, I remember when I went to Bible college. They had a bunch of rules. Now, you know why rules get created, right? It's because someone did something not too smart at one time. They had to make a rule. And you know why more rules get created? Because someone wasn't smart, did something they shouldn't do, that said that they shouldn't do it, and they went beyond what the rule said, and they made the rule even worse for someone else because they pushed the limits, all right? And so the rules are created. Guess what? When I went off to Bible college, did I like every rule that was in the book? No, I did not. You're a rebellious person. Okay, fine, I am. But I didn't like every rule that was given there. But guess what? I had to have the right spirit, the right heart, and I needed to obey the rules that were given there because I wanted to serve God wholeheartedly, and I wasn't yielding to the school per se. I was yielding to Christ. And I want to be obedient to Him. And this is the idea in our lives. We get in this place that, oh, we got to obey this person. We got to do this. We got to do that. Yes, but the bigger picture is this. I must yield myself, surrender myself to God. And when God has my heart, this is that singleness of mind, the singleness of heart. When God has my heart, all those other things really don't matter. Because the bigger picture is, I want to please God and do God's will for my life. Look a little further here. I want to put all this together. We're going to look at an example here this morning. Look at verse number 6. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from my feelings. Doing the will of God from the heart. From the heart. Not as men pleasers. Do you know what was common in that day with servants? The slaves? They would do what they're supposed to do as long as the master was standing over them. Why? watching them. As long as the master was watching every move and making sure that you were doing what you're supposed to be doing, then the servant, the slave, would do what they're supposed to do. But as soon as the master turned his back, the slave made faces and did whatever he wanted to do. Brian, I know what you do. And wait a second. What, you want to be picked on, Rich? Oh. But the servant would do whatever he wanted to do. How many know that saying about something when something's gone? Yeah, the cat's gone, the mice will play. That idea of, hey, as long as there's not that authority, we can do whatever we want. How many have seen this in a workplace? When the boss is there, everyone is doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. As soon as the boss is gone, everyone's wasting time, not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And see, this is the idea of being men pleaser. You're not doing it just to do it to make men happy. You're doing it to serve God. You don't live this life just to make men happy in this world. We do it to make God happy and serve God. And God is pleased with the way we're doing it. Now, I'm going to say something. Kids, you don't obey your parents just to make your parents happy. You do it because you want to please God. Do you know you don't just obey your boss? You don't just obey authority today to make them happy so you get a pat on the back, so you get them to give you a promotion or you get them. You're doing it because you're serving God. You're not trying to just make brownie points. You're not trying to just do that. You're doing it because there's a bigger picture, and that is to serve God. Don't be men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. The will of God from the heart. That means you're doing what God wants you to do because you have the right heart. Your heart is right. We struggle so much because our heart is not what it ought to be. Do you know why we kick against certain things? And we struggle with listening. We struggle with obeying. We struggle with surrendering because our heart's not where it needs to be. You know what? I wouldn't have some of the issues that I had in my life if my heart was just right with God. If my heart was just yielded to Him and I had that right heart, because my heart would be surrendered and I wouldn't be kicking against the things God wants. You ever notice why you have trouble with your kids? You know why most of the time you have trouble with your kids? Just being honest. We've all been there. We all know this. It's because a lot of time our kids' heart's not where it needs to be. That's the truth of the matter. We've all been there. We've all struggling. We're all trying to help cultivate that heart. We're all trying to get them to where they need to be. In that heart, but that's why the kids struggle the most. That's why kids rebel. That's why kids rebel is because their heart is not where it needs to be. That's why we need to be praying, we need to be doing, we need to be cultivating everything we can so we can see our children's heart where it needs to be. But you know why we struggle? Because our heart's not where it needs to be. We're rebellious. We're not where we ought to be in our lives. Our heart isn't right with God. Because when our heart's right with God, and that's what he was telling them, hey, even though you're a slave, even though you're a servant, even though you're in a bad circumstance, even though you don't like your master, even though you don't like where you're at, you still have to serve God with your whole heart. You still have to have the right attitude. And it's out of the heart you're doing the will of God. Do you know you can be in a bad situation and still do the will of God for your life? Now, let's be honest. Is it always easy to do the will of God when you're in a bad circumstance? No, it's not. But what does Paul tell this church of Ephesus? No matter where you're at, bond or free, do God's will for your life and have the right attitude. Now look a little further here. This is all setting the stage for what we're getting to, so look at this thought here. Verse number 7, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Again, he's emphasizing this point. You need to submit, you need to surrender, you need to serve. And you serve for God, you don't serve for man. How many times in our lives have we done stuff just because we know that's what we should do, but we really don't want to do it, and we just do it to make man kind of happy with us, and we do it. He says, you're serving God. There's a bigger picture. Now, I want you to go back to Genesis for a moment. Genesis chapter 39. Now, we do not have time to develop everything that is given here. But Genesis chapter 39, we are looking at an event that most of us are familiar with. Verse number 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused. And said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wrought not what is with me in thy house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garments, saying, lie with me. And he left his garments in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garments in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garments with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garments by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which I was brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garments with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that is, his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy and gave favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Now, we can look at many things. We know Joseph. Brothers sold him to slavery. We know Joseph was put in prison. We know Joseph, this incident of Potiphar's wife. We know that even interpreting a dream, we know all that's taken place. We know what happens with Joseph. You know what's interesting? Joseph was in a place that would not be a good circumstance, that many of us would not want to be in. But Joseph continually served God. You see, this idea of the master and the servant is a picture. Yes, he's talking to the church of Ephesus and saying, you're a slave, and in that idea. But there's a bigger picture here that we can apply. It's us being true servants to the Lord, do heartily as to the Lord, serve God. Joseph was in a place that many of us would never want to be in. Many times we focus just on the slavery, but it was far greater than that. Yet he still served God. He was accused and still served God. He was beaten. He was put in prison, all the things, but he still served God. You see, we need to wholeheartedly commit to doing what God wants us to do, no matter the circumstances we find ourselves in. Turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Look at verse number 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. Whatsoever ye do, no matter where you're at, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter you're a slave, no matter those things, you're bond or free, no matter where you're at, serve God with your whole heart. Can I say this morning? It is time. I wanted us to get this. Please look this way. I want us to get this morning. It is time that we as God's children get with it. We have so many circumstances. We have so much going on. There is so much that has happened. And we can look at our circumstance and say, oh, I'm a slave. We can look at our world and say, oh, it's terrible. We can look at everything that we see. We can look and we can gripe and we can complain about everything that's going on and everywhere we're at. But do you know, no matter what circumstance you find yourself in this morning, we need to get with it and realize we need to serve God with our whole heart. We need to stop complaining about the circumstance. We need to stop letting that dictate what we're doing and start serving God day in and day out. Believers need to get with it. Do you know we have a lack of commitment and dedication and wholeheartedness today to serving God? Joseph could have made excuses. That's why I looked at Joseph. He could have made excuses to why he would stop. He had all the excuses and all the reasons that he could have just said, nope, I'm done. Just let me sit in prison and rot. I'm done serving God. I'm done doing this. I've tried. And look what it got me. It got me sold into slavery. I tried, and look what it got me. Hey, I got put into prison because of Potiphar's wife. Oh, I tried, and I gave the vision, and yet I was in trouble for that. I tried, and I done this, and I tried, and I done that. I'm done serving God. But he didn't. He kept his commitment in his heart to God. Paul says, church, no matter what circumstance you're in, you've got to keep serving God. Oh, the employer, the master has his rules and what the master's supposed to be doing, and the master's supposed to treat them right and do right, and we understand it talks about that in that scripture. But we say, well, if the master's not treating us right, then I'm not going to do what I'm supposed to be doing. Let me tell you this. It's time for us to wake up. Time for us to get with it. Over the past couple years, there has been a true turn for the worse among believers. There is not the commitment, the wholeheartedness that there ought to be in regards to serving God. Believers still go to church somewhat, but you know why they're going? To please man. has nothing to do with serving God. Oh, preacher, that's far from it. If it was about serving God, we wouldn't make every little excuse underneath the sun not to be in church. That's the truth. That's the truth. We need to get this. Because if I'm serving God, I want to be in God's house with God's people. And I have a wholehearted commitment and surrender to Him. Oh, we can look and we can say, we can make excuses, we can do all that we want to do. But let me tell you, there's a lack of wholeheartedness today in serving God. Look around. Look around in our world. Look around in our churches. Look around and see. But do this. Look right here. Let's look at ourselves for a minute. See, you and I are supposed to wholeheartedly serve God. Yes, everyone is supposed to wholeheartedly serve God. But who am I supposed to look at? I'm supposed to look at myself. Oh, there's a lack of commitment on a whole among other believers, but look at my life. Where is my commitment level? Where is my wholeheartedness? Where am I at? Am I being a men pleaser and just doing it to make man happy? Or am I, my heart's given to God and I'm serving God with all that I have? Well, I'll look at myself. Have I allowed the circumstances of the day to affect my walk with God? Well, if there was a time in my life that I was more faithful to church than I am now, guess what? I have a lot of affect me. If I allowed excuses to keep me from doing what God wants me to do, that I used to not allow those excuses to keep me from doing what I was supposed to be doing, guess what? I'm not wholeheartedly serving God. I'm not surrendered to Him as I should be in my life. If I look at this and I look at myself and I examine myself and I look and I see, I've allowed those circumstances to keep me from wholeheartedly serving God. Well, preacher, at least I'm in church. Do you know what? You're a men pleaser. Do you know most people, the reason they go to church is they don't want someone calling them and saying, "Why weren't you here?" That's a men pleaser. We're coming to church for the wrong reason. It'd be better to stay home. Preacher just said we could stay home from church. But the problem is this. We are being men pleasers and not serving God with a whole heart. That's why we're not committed. That's why we're not surrendered. That's why we're not dedicated. That's why you don't read God's word as you should. If I'm totally dedicated to God and wholehearted surrendering to Him, nothing should keep me from the book. But you know what keeps me from the book? Is I don't have that accountability. And since I don't have that accountability, no one really knows if I read or not read. So I don't need to read. That's been a men pleaser, by the way. Because I'm only reading to make my spouse happy, or only reading to make my children happy to see me reading. Or if the preacher asks me, I can say I read. That's men pleaser. If I've committed in serving God with all I have, I'm in that book, and I don't care if anyone knows or doesn't know. I don't care if anyone asks me or not asks me. I'm going to be in the book because I'm totally surrendered to the Word of God and I want to do God's will and I want to put my whole heart in it and I'm surrendered to Him. It's time that believers get with it. We're being men pleasers. We're allowing circumstance. We're allowing the circumstances to dictate us. we have allowed what has happened in our world, we have allowed the events around us to play a role in our lives. We have gotten to a place that we only do what we have to do to keep people off our back. We are the husbands we're supposed to be, the wives we're supposed to be, the children we're supposed to be, the servants we're supposed to be, just to keep the master from breathing down our necks. We're obeying mom just because we don't want to hear mom yell at us. We're loving our wives because we just don't want to preach another sermon. We're submitting just because we're submitting just because we don't want to have our husbands upset with us and then have a whole World War II in their families and respond the right way. So to make peace in the home, we're going to submit. We missed it! That's why we're not committed. That's why we're not doing what we need to be doing, because we're doing all those things for the wrong reason. And that's why we're failing. That's why we're not wholeheartedly serving God. The only reason we give our kids rules and try to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, because we don't want so-and-so to tell us that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And so we make sure we do it so we don't have to hear it from somebody. We missed it. We missed it. We're doing it wholeheartedly. We're to serve God with our whole heart, with all that we have, whatever we do, do heartily as to the Lord. You see, this whole portion is dealt with a spirit-filled life, walking in the Spirit of God. And if we're walking in the Spirit of God and a Spirit-filled life, then we're going to be yielded, surrendered, and submitted and doing the will of God and serving God with all that we have. The Bible says we're to build up treasures in heaven, not on this earth. You know, many people are building up treasures here. That's why they're doing what they're doing. They're trying to build up the treasures here, not build up the treasures in heaven. They want to look good. They want to paint the picture that they're the most wonderful believer that ever walked the face of this earth. They want to put this facade, and they want to put this thought there. And they're trying to build up the treasures here instead of building up treasures in heaven. Men pleasers build treasures on this earth. God pleasers build up treasures in heaven. In the New Testament, there are times that this thought is given that it's time to wake up out of our sleep and slumber. It is high time, the scripture says, to wake out of our sleep and slumber. It is high time that we as God's children stop pleasing man and start pleasing God. Because when we start pleasing God, it has to do with the heart. And when we're doing the heart, then we'll love our wives. Then we'll submit to our husbands. Then we'll obey our parents. Then we'll obey the master. Then we'll do everything that we're supposed to do. But the key is, we have to get to this place that it's all about pleasing God. Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 28, I do always those things that please my heavenly Father. That ought to be your goal. That ought to be my goal. That everything I do pleases my heavenly Father. want us to think just for a moment, and I'll be done. I want us to look and think about this. Where are you and where am I at this morning? Are you doing the things to please man this morning? Or are you doing the things to please God this morning? And if we look and we see that we're lacking and we're not committed and wholeheartedly serving God and we're not doing things the right way no matter our circumstance, and we notice that, can I be honest this morning and tell each of us, myself included, it's because we're doing it for man. We're not doing it for God. Do you ever wonder why you quit? Because you're doing it for man, not doing it for God. You know how you become wary and well-doing? Is when you do it for man, not for God. You know why you can justify not doing it? Because you're doing it for man, not for God. It's a simple thought. Lord, I'm taking all of me, and I'm putting all of me on the altar. Lord, I am giving you everything, and it's about you, and I'm wholeheartedly serving you. God, have my heart. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. And Lord, there's more in this that we didn't get into.